Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Bill Lerner will be here. He's an expert on gaming around the world. Plus, we'll have Lee Gibson, who's the executive director of the Regional Transportation Commission in Washoe County. Some interesting stories from him. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Bill Lerner. He is principal with Union Gaming Group, and nobody knows more about gaming than Bill. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. As we tape this on December 13th, New Jersey's legislature is going to vote on full online gaming. Why are they doing that, and why is Nevada not jumping in first?
Thanks, Sam. Great to be here. New Jersey is looking for a solution, from my perspective, in order to help the casino industry, which has been impacted materially by a number of things, not the least of which is contiguous gaming expansion and, generally speaking, a weak economy. But it's really exacerbated the profitability issues for the casinos. So while Harry Reid has had some momentum with federal online poker expansion, New Jersey isn't waiting to see whether or not that moves. The state seems to be moving forward pretty aggressively with their own internet gaming story, and that would accrue just to the casino licensees in that market as opposed to others, which the federal story would benefit.
Now, Caesars Entertainment, formerly Harrah's Entertainment, has Don Marandino, who has been a longtime executive in Las Vegas and Northern Nevada as well, a great marketer. This would give Harrah's, or Caesars, as I should say, a big leg up, wouldn't it, if the gaming is able to expand online to other jurisdictions?
Yeah, I mean, for the New Jersey story, should New Jersey pass and federal online gaming expansion fail for now, I think it would be a marginal help for Harrah's. I think Harrah's would have an incremental advantage relative to the other licensees in the market. But to the extent that online poker or internet gaming in some form or fashion expand nationally and a number of states opt in, Harrah's, because of the database, Harrah's also because of the World Series of Poker, among other consumer brands, would, I think, have an advantage. And ultimately, I think, should federal online poker expand, it probably accrues to 8 or 10 players domestically, and that's it. Harrah's probably has a disproportionate share of that going forward.
Let's talk about Baccarat. We had a meeting of a group that decides how much money is to be spent by the state legislature in Nevada, and one of the things they included was Baccarat income. And is Baccarat A growing, and also isn't it dangerous for a state to try to balance their budget using Baccarat numbers?
Yeah, Baccarat has grown pretty notably. In fact, were it not for revenue generated by Baccarat play, gaming revenues in Vegas in 2010 would otherwise be down. So Baccarat has accounted for more than 100%, if you will, of the gaming revenue growth this year. And I think that's a function of a number of factors, most importantly, inbound volume from Asia, and so I don't see any reason why that doesn't continue. We're seeing, you know, strong play in many Asian gaming markets, of course Macau, of course Singapore, but other markets that people don't think about, whether it's Cambodia or Malaysia, et cetera. So I think the inbound story to Las Vegas is a function of the U.S. brands having hardware, if you will, in that region now, more so than ever, while those same customers have interest or aspirational interest in trying out Las Vegas. So I don't see any reason why that changes. Maybe foreign exchange is a risk for that story, but balancing the budget to some degree based on Baccarat volume doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It's tremendous volatility in that game.
Yeah, there is great volatility, and I mean, there's not a great deal of visibility either. So, yeah, it's not something I would ever propose.
All right, let's talk about the Cosmopolitan, probably the last major opening of a new property on the Strip for many years to come. Your thoughts on its potential for success?
Well, I think the Cosmopolitan, is a beautiful physical plant. It's a great location without question, but, and I don't mean to throw cold water on this, but I just don't see why that property will generate a return, an acceptable return, at least to Deutsche Bank, while some of the other, or all of the other openings without question or without exception, have not done so for their developers. And by that I mean Encore, Palazzo, City Center in its entirety, Hard Rock's expansion. So the challenge with Cosmopolitan is it's a single asset in a single market, so there's no sister properties in market, there's no feeder properties out of market. Management's done a wise thing, I think, by signing a database deal with Marriott. I think that makes a lot of sense. But for the most part, this is a story that has to start from scratch on the gaming side and build player relationships. And, you know, they certainly would need player development folks in gaming in order to accelerate that story. And I just haven't seen or heard of any hiring decisions that suggest that. So I think that it's going to be tough sledding for this place, and that's, you know, logical in this environment. I'm also, more importantly, not overly concerned about the competitive impact that a, for the time being, a 2,000-room property will have on all of its competitors in market. I don't think we need any more supply, frankly, but overly, I'm not overly concerned about, you know, 1.3% room supply growth in a market that's used to 3.5% or 4%, frankly. So I think it's a beautiful place. I think people will want to go there for sure for non-gaming. They'll get some walk-in volume or retail gaming volume, if you will, off the street because of the design of the place, because of the allure of that physical plant. But from a return perspective, it's certainly, I don't think, what Deutsche has in mind. And I don't, just don't think that they're going to own the place for the long haul either.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bill Lerner when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
Have urgent needs. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with gaming analyst Bill Lerner. Okay, you dropped a bomb right there at the very end of the last segment when you said you didn't think Deutsche Bank was going to hold on to this thing very long. Who do you think is in the market to buy it, and what kind of discount do you think that they would get?
Well, I don't think that, I think there's a lot of folks who have interest in buying an asset here in Las Vegas, a gaming asset, and that hasn't changed. I want to come back to that. I don't think that Deutsche Bank ever planned on owning and operating a place here on the Strip. That was a function of default by the developer. And I also, having been a former employee of Deutsche Bank, believe that they aren't long for it either. I think that they'll be pragmatic about timing. In other words, you know, they'll kick the can down the street for some time until the environment improves and they could generate some cash flow and get some reasonable valuation for the place. But I don't think that they have some expectation that it will be, you know, a $3.9 or $4 billion liquidity event for them. In terms of who might have some interest, there's multi-strategy hedge funds, there's real estate funds with interest, there are other strategics, if you will, in other words, gaming companies that would have interest. But I think they all recognize that there's no such thing as arbitrage for gaming assets here. So no one, including Deutsche Bank, is a seller of any casino assets at low enough of a multiple to be attractive to a buyer, yet high enough of a multiple where it won't be dilutive to the seller. So, you know, this is why we've, for the time being, have only seen the Treasure Island sale, which was needed for liquidity for MGM at the time, and nothing after that, with the exception of distress sale like M Resort.
All right, let's talk about Las Vegas Sands. We've seen the stock price tumble from the year's high by about $10 to where it sits currently. Is this as a result of the two sites that it looks like Stanley Ho is trying to take over in Macau?
I think it's a few things, Sam. I think, number one, the Las Vegas Sands shares were discounting, if you will, significant growth from here in Singapore in terms of gaming revenues, where they're one of the two operators in that market. And while we think that still will be the case, its competitor, Genting Singapore's numbers, threw a little bit of cold water on the consensus or the sentiment, if you will, for growth when they reported last quarter. I think that's part of it, number one. Number two, I think the market's concerned that the Macanese government is now picking on Las Vegas Sands, and you can dream up all these other scenarios that could come to pass if that were the case. And so one of the things, as you just mentioned, Sam, was that the government, despite Las Vegas Sands having, you know, $160+ million of capital already in the ground on a future development of two sites, the government has decided not to award the license, again, despite the capital investment. I think that may be a timing issue. I think it may be technical for a number of reasons, but nonetheless, the market is concerned about, you know, what might also happen. You know, they've had labor crackdown in terms of construction for Las Vegas Sands and for Galaxy, who's similarly developing something right now in conjunction with Las Vegas Sands' next opening, which will be early 2012 or late 2011. But again, the market's sort of dreaming up all these scenarios, and that's capped the stock at the very least.
And that's where we have to leave it. Bill Lerner, always fascinating to get your thoughts before you having you back on the show very soon. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for football. Watch your favorite pro and college games in Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction on over 25 giant TVs. Enjoy all-you-can-eat tailgate buffets Monday night and Thursday game nights. Enjoy Sunday breakfast buffets and build your own omelet. Create your own Bloody Marys and Bloody Beers. Join the Conductors Club and earn free play and comp dollars on the latest slots and video poker. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, north of the Summit on South Virginia. Yeah.
Hi folks, Ron Ford for Sierra Air. Is your home's heating system ready for cold weather? Today's a great day to schedule a super 14-point maintenance check from Sierra Air. Call 356-5566. We'll make an appointment time that works around your schedule.
Sierra Air. Carrier, turn to the expert.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Are you remodeling your home, looking to redo your bathroom or spice up your kitchen counters? Maybe you're building a new home. If so, Sparks Tile and Stone can help. We have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. And right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, granite countertops start at just $200. Plus, we do free estimates, in-store design, and we can work with any size budget. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734. Sparks Tile and Stone for all your porcelain, granite, and natural stone needs.
Hi, folks. Ron Ford for Sierra Air. Here to tell you about a great new service, Code Red, same-day furnace replacements. Don't pay huge repair bills and end up with an old energy-wasting furnace. Call Sierra Air now and enjoy a warm, comfy home with lower utility bills.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program, Lee Gibson. He's the executive director of the RTC of Washoe County. Pleasure to have you on the program. And the reason we have you on the program is that this week a sustainability summit was held. Explain to me, first of all, what that means.
Well, the summit was an assembly of some of our regional leaders and thinkers about who came together to talk about strategies and actions that could perhaps help us get on the pathway of economic recovery. There was a specific focus on transportation and how transportation can be utilized as a tool to help with economic recovery. A lot of discussions focused on ways to integrate environmental strategies in with transportation planning with an eye towards creating jobs. So the summit is really an effort by regional leaders, local leaders, to come together and say, how are we going to right ourselves economically? How are we going to deal, starting at the local level, with the issue of economic recovery and start creating infrastructure and creating services that will lead us to a more diversified economy? One of the things I think was really fascinating to me was looking at the relationship between quality of life and economic diversification. A lot of the talk at the summit focused on creating an urban environment that would attract people to live here because of our climate, because of a pedestrian-friendly environment, because of housing choices, transportation choices, and using those factors as ways of getting people to say, hey, Reno's where I want to be, Sparks is where I want to be, because I like the climate, I like skiing, I like the lake, I like riding my bicycle. And I think what's going to emerge is a new recognition by some of our regional leaders about the role of quality of life factors and about how transportation can reinforce quality of life, and that can lead us towards diversifying our economy.
Now, Jacob Snow, who heads up the RTC in Southern Nevada, is an attendee at this course, but
that's
is
right.
likely to have this kind of conference down in Southern Nevada in the next year or so.
Yeah, he and I have talking about that, and I think he may want to do that next year and bring about a similar discussion in Southern Nevada. You know, one of the things that he and I talk about and I find fascinating today is the dilemmas facing much of our state are similar. I see Southern Nevada, Washoe County, the rurals really coming together now and saying, how can we work together and what strategies can we follow or put in place that will help economic recovery. Transportation, when I think Susan Martinovich, Jacob, and I would all sit down and say, transportation is the glue that binds our state together. Interstate 80, I-15, carry over 70% of the cargo coming out of the California ports. So, and much of that's Asian trade. So there's opportunities throughout our state for us to look at ways of becoming an international entrepot. I think that's how you say the word, to add value to much of that cargo. So,
well, and also, you know, one of the things I want to point out is that where the legislature, for example, deals in two-year cycles, RTCs, airports, they look at 30 years out. And so it's not a question of how the economy is today, but how the economy and where we want to be in 30 years, correct?
That's correct. We at the RTC focus on the 20 to 30-year horizon in our plans. We try to look beyond these economic bumps. We try to look at what those long-term trends will be. We work cooperatively, by the way, with our local government partners in assessing the economic future, because transportation projects are big, they're complex, they're costly, and they're permanent. And when you're dealing with those types of characteristics of how you spend your dollars, you don't want to be over-optimistic about an economic recovery, but you also don't want to be pessimistic about staying in an economic recession. So we all try to come together, work towards finding what we believe will be the appropriate direction and path.
By the way, one of the examples of that would be the Clark County Commission continuing to go ahead with Terminal 3 when the airline said, because the economic conditions right now, we don't think that's a good idea. But they went ahead anyway, and it appears to have been the right decision.
That's correct. We also have 395 Meadowood Interchange here, projects that one may say, well, transportation demand is starting to fall off. But when we look at the transportation demands and we look at the schedule of projects, we see that that we absolutely have to stay the course and that those projects are going to deliver dividends in the long run. And we shouldn't be so reactive to short-term ups or downs.
One of the things, we've got about a minute left here, is you're talking about, for Northern Nevada, infill rather than expansion. In Las Vegas, now Congressman Titus was the person who was talking about a ring around the valley to stop the sprawl. So where's the economic sense in this, if you can do it in about 30 seconds?
I think the economic sense on infill development is infill development is going to become more popular because infill sites have infrastructure in place already. And I think when developers begin to come back into the market, when they begin investing their dollars, they're going to look towards infill sites because their upfront capital costs to begin the projects will be much less than if they went and started working on a greenfield site where they had to extend the infrastructure for water, sewer, roads, utilities. And so I think when we begin to see the real estate market turn around, I think infill development is going to be at the forefront of the market mix that we see delivered to our region. And we at the RTC need to be prepared to offer infrastructure services that will complement that type of development.
Well, and in seeing the development in downtown Reno and now the development in downtown Las Vegas, these are both very good signs that is the way to go. There's much more to talk about with this. Will you come back in January?
Absolutely.
Let's continue the discussion.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll be right back on About
okay.
Newsmakers after this timeout.
Okay. Are Nevada gaming regulators ready to embrace online poker? We'll hear from Gaming Commission Chairman Pete Bernard about that and a controversy over bars that some are calling slot arcades. And we'll meet the new superintendent of the Clark County School District next, face to face.
Maybe your small business isn't so small. You think big, dream big, have big ideas. And Charter Business offers the tools you need to find big success. Internet, phone, and TV. So you can reliably connect with customers and achieve bigger results, which is a big win for any small business. Save 20% or more on Charter Business Internet and phone and get Charter Business TV for free. Call 877-BIZBUNDLE today.
Polar Bear Frozen Treats is now open in Northwest Reno. And if you haven't tried frozen custard yet, you're in for a creamy and delicious good time. Enjoy one of our custom sundaes with any of the dozens of toppings we offer, or our over-the-top banana split, or how about a hand-scooped waffle cone? We can also blend up a tasty shake that's sure to please. Indulge your cravings for one of the creamiest gourmet tastes around. Polar Bear Frozen Treats, located next to Tahoe Burger at the Rob Drive exit.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even whole newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 Mobile.
Coming up next week on our broadcast, Robin Reedy will be here, Teresa Benitez-Thompson, Bruce Arkell, a senior advocate, and we'll also have our annual teen edition, which will be sensational. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks.